Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the Strawberry Moon. The Strawberry Moon rises this coming Monday night. Traditionally, depending on when it appears during June, it is either the last full moon of spring or the first full moon of summer. But regardless of when it makes its appearance, the Strawberry Moon is believed to bestow the gifts of warmth, abundance, beauty, and fulfillment. It has been called the Strawberry Moon for many, many years, and no, it does not display a red or pink color. Rather, the title comes from Native American tradition, in particular from the Algonquin, Ojibwe, and Lakota peoples, and is meant to honor the short, sweet season when wild strawberries come ready to harvest. For this reason, it is sometimes called the Berries Ripen Moon, for it coincides with the beginning of fruiting season in general, and it represents the gratitude people feel for the season's blessings of growth, the awareness of their connection to their bodies, and overall for the pleasures of the earth. The strawberry itself is a unique plant. To begin with, the strawberry is a member of the vast rose family, which contains over 3,000 species of herbs, shrubs, and trees, including apricots, cherries, apples, and raspberries. Strawberries grow all over the world and are native to the temperate regions of the Northern Hemisphere, and its range even reaches down into the temperate regions of South America to southern Peru and Argentina. The strawberry is also unique because of the way in which it carries its seeds. While we are commonly familiar with fruits like apples, grapes, and peaches that surround their seeds with their sweet, juicy fruit, strawberries embed their seeds on the outside of their fat red berries. Perhaps this is one of the reasons why cultures have traditionally thought of strawberries as symbols of fertility, for strawberries have long represented more than just delicious fruit. But delicious fruit they definitely are, as attested to by my little granddaughter, who, when we are out picking strawberries, puts as many of them into her mouth as she does into our collection bucket. In Eastern cultures, the strawberry, which has a fittingly red and heart-shaped fruit, was linked to the heart in the Vedic energy chakra system. The heart chakra is called Anahata, meaning unstruck or unhurt, and remains resilient through troubles and turmoil. The heart chakra is the bridge that connects the lower nodes where physical intimacy, romance, and one's love life have their energy points, to the upper nodes of love, compassion, empathy, and forgiveness. Thus, the strawberry was appreciated both as a symbol of passion and sexuality and as an emblem of all-encompassing love. In Western esoteric culture, the strawberry represents love and luck and is often served as a love food. In addition, strawberry leaves are scattered on the ground for good luck. One can also make a love spell sachet by combining strawberry leaves with rose petals and certain other herbs, which is yet another example of how strongly our vast Indo-European culture has associated strawberries with love. It was Dr. Boteler who once said, "Doubtless God could have made a better berry, but doubtless God never did." And so, my friends, may you enjoy all the delicious gifts of this strawberry moon in whatever ways satisfy your heart. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.